that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Just for a few moments, saints, we like to just consider this thought in mind. The motive behind the mission. The motive behind the mission. When you look in the scriptures, God has given us revelation. That means in not the book of Revelation, but the unveiling. God discloses to us things about himself. And it's very important that you be meticulous when you read the scriptures, because there are things that can be missed, particularly when God has moved or is moving. Amen. Even reading the Bible, even having the scriptures in front of you, you can find yourself going past, again, certain things that God is trying to make evident. Because God is incomprehensible does not mean you can't know certain things. Amen. I think that you have to keep that in mind, because you have different kinds of ideologies and even false theologies concerning God, that he has sometimes, there's some called the deism. That means that they believe that God made everything, and it's almost like a clockwork theory where he just put it together and then let it run on its own. But that's not what the Bible teaches. And we are theistic. Amen. That means we believe God made everything and he's watching over it and he visits his creation. It's very important to keep that in mind. And not only that, because God is transcendent, he's over and above, he's imminent. That means he's in the world. Now, he's not in this wood. We are not pantheistic. But God is everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. Ain't that right? And having said those things, some would seek to maybe say, well, I don't need to know all of that. Yes, you do. You need to know all that and more. Yes, sir. Because when you by yourself, you don't want a God who's behind the clouds somewhere. You want to know a God who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so it's very important, again, that your knowledge of God be, saints, as you look into the word and you begin to see things that he was up to. And then he even gives us the opportunity and the favor and privilege to have found in scripture something. And sometimes it's just, and we use expression, sometimes it's just one verse. You can be looking at a whole lot of different things that's going on and going on. And as you go through it, you begin to see things, facets about God, things that he does and things that he is doing. And then there'll be, as you seek to begin to close out on a chapter or a verse or a book, then there's sometimes just one phrase, one verse, one clause. And right there, what it does, it illuminates what God was up to all along. And we'll find such a thing in this book of Joshua. In Joshua, again, you see God has taken his people successfully, victoriously, and yet through this victory, there is battles being fought. But God has already disclosed to them that the land that he promised, the promise that he given them, is yours for the taking. It's not yours for the asking, because I gave it to you by promise. Are you with me here? That sometimes God does things for us that we didn't ask for. Just make sure you ask for the right thing when you do ask. Amen. But here, God, these are his chosen people. That's where you get the word covenant. These are his covenant people. That means God has given promises to them through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He called Abraham out, and through Isaac and Jacob, God, the God of, that is what he's called. That's his name. Not only is he the I Am, but also that name speaks of God's covenant relationship with them. Things he said he will do because he will do it. Amen. Because he is God. And so consequently, again, we find him here demonstrating this as we move forward through the book of Joshua. God even told Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. Then he tells him that every place you set the sole of your feet, and you heard a lot about feet during his messages, but it's not that if, but be careful about that. God was not saying that Joshua, everywhere you step, I will in turn give it to you. He was telling you what I gave you, I want you to step on. That's two different things. Because you got, again, you some guy, you get to name and claim it stuff going on. Amen. And God didn't, if God didn't tell you you're going to have it or he promised you to it, ain't no sense in you going after it because you won't get it. Amen. Amen. Are you with me here?
Yes, sir. But God had told his people. He even put boundaries on it. He gave them again the boundaries, and even all the way back in Abraham's time, he let them know what's theirs. And let me just say this too: it's theirs now. I don't care what the Palestinians doing. I don't care what the Egyptians doing. But even what they're doing in Israel, because what's going on in Israel, sometimes you can get leadership over there. But if they're not orthodox in terms of their Torah, they won't recognize it's theirs, even though they're not saved. Some of them know that their land belongs to them. Amen. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Amen. Just because you're a Jew don't mean you're saved. But they do know that they believe in the Bible in terms of the Torah, at least, the first five books. And they know what God promised them. And amen, even though they don't know Christ, they know what's theirs. And don't matter what knowing the United Nations, with other kind of world powers, that's theirs. And when Jesus come back, amen, when he comes back to the earth, he gonna set up shop right where God said these people's land is. So you don't have to change your ethnicity. Amen. You can call yourself all different kinds of these religions they come up with, trying to get in, trying to get a part of, trying to have a parcel of. It ain't yours. Amen. And also, since I'm saved and I belong to Jesus Christ, I don't need to try to take what belongs to the Jews or to Israel. I don't need that, because I got something in Christ. Amen. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Why should I have to try to take the pride? And that's not yours anyway. Better go back down to the register of wills and find out what's going on here. I'm talking about the one in the Bible. And so as we look at Joshua's saints, we see them, they're headed to this place. But also, again, remember again that God has to move and remove things out of their way so they can get where they're supposed to go. Again, this is something you hold in tension, that when God does things, you believe it by faith. But by faith does not mean you're lazy. See, faith does not mean you don't still pray. Faith does not mean you don't still move. Faith does not mean you don't express or do disobedience. That's right. The just shall live by faith. See, sometimes you are waiting for something and God is waiting for you. If Israel had not moved, even though the land was theirs, they would have never got it. That's why God said, follow me, cloud by day and fire by night. God said, it belongs to you. And even those who were in unbelief didn't have the opportunity to go in, because you still have to take it by faith. And so God had let them know, and so he would lead them on. And we get again saying to you, a lot of us spend a lot of Sundays again with your feet in the water. But it was necessary, because the Lord was taking them through and he wanted them to, again, to see what he was doing. But again, also saying there's something here, and I'm only going to be here for a little bit, but I want you to know that God wants you to know. I'm going to say it again because somebody didn't catch that. I want you to know that God wants you to know that he was up to more than what they knew. See, you can be sometimes, and this is all right, sometimes if you don't take time to pull your head up out of the blessing, you'll miss the blessing. Come on, y'all. Listen, God doesn't, with the Lord, sometimes the blessing is just that he did it. Well, y'all working me here. That's all right, because I'm going to work with it. Yeah. See, because when you come to God's house, Your highest praise is not because you got something from him during the week. Your highest praise is who blessed you with what you got. And it's what? God is blessing us all the time. He blesses all the time. But sometimes we get spiritual amnesia. And we sit in the house of God and we can't praise him because you can't remember something that he did. But I'm here to tell you, he's blessing you all the time, every day. Ain't that right? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same,
His name is to be praised.
Not yet, not yet.
See, God is doing things, and watch it now. And God works not just with motive, but with purpose. It's a motive. The word motive means the reason behind something someone does. And that, right, you see it all the time. Some of these courts and all that, they seek to discover, again, what was behind, what caused, what compelled somebody to do something. And they use all kinds of scientific and sociological and psychological things to try to ascertain why, what was behind with something. And they discover something, but everything is not always known. But yet and still, in fact, when it comes to God, the same thing can be said in this respect. That when God is moving and when God is displaying himself, when God is showing himself, there are times where you can miss the overarching reason why he's doing it. And sometimes we're so glad that he did it, we shouldn't be more glad about who did it. So I don't know about, if I was with them, back there, I'd be glad too. He done took me out of bondage. Amen. I was helpless under those taskmasters, and God delivered me. No one could help me. And now, brothers and sisters, I find myself on my way to a land of promise, a land flowing with milk and honey. I don't need no deed because God gave me the deed. It's mine. I don't have to build no houses. I don't have to plant no land. I don't have nothing. God let it all there waiting for me. Come on. Y'all don't understand me. And the Lord did it. Yes, he did. God did it all by himself. When God will tell him later on, that when I did it, there were no gods beside me. Come on here, y'all. See, that's God was letting them know that, because sometimes his people begin to praise other gods. And God, I want to remind you that when I delivered you, when I brought you and took you to where you got to, and if you look around, there was nobody but me. The reason why God says that, because he said, my glory would I not give to another. If I did that, praise me only. Come on here. That's why I like that hymn. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, was on your side. One God, but three persons working on your behalf to get you where God wants you to be and make you what he wants you to be. Yes, sir.